Good morning and welcome to Catalate. Chuck Meeker with you on this beautiful Friday morning. We have been hit and miss lately at the Kirkside Cafe as the Catechism Eatery has undergone some renovations. And it will be like that until June 3 when we will relaunch the breakfast series. It was also decided to go back to our previous 5-day schedule, so that's pretty cool. Kirkside Media Group, the parent company of Be Thou My Vision Radio Network, does not solicit individual donations. You won't see a donation button on any of our sites or hear a pitch to give, but we do covet your comments and the proverbial likes. This is a sponsored program nonetheless, and we thank Heidelberg Theological Seminary and Emmanuel Reform Fellowship, a church plant of the RC West, for making these broadcasts and podcasts possible. Now on to the Catechism. Lord's Day 10, question and answer number 27. What do you understand by the providence of God? The answer is the almighty, everywhere present power of God, whereby, as it were, by his hand, he still upholds heaven and earth with all creatures, and so governs them that herbs and grass, rain and drought, fruitful and barren years, meat and drink, health and sickness, riches and poverty. Indeed, all things come not by chance, but by his fatherly hand. And we find several places in God's Word, and that Word being the ultimate authority for doctrine and life or faith and practice, that support this catechism formulation, including these texts, Acts 17, 25, and 26. Nor is he worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life, breath, and all things, and he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings. So we see from this text that God is not one who has been created, but one who has always been, always was, and always shall be, and the one who gives to all life. Hebrews 1:3 says, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had himself purged our sins and sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. So in this reference, Jesus is the express image of the Father, and the Father and the Son uphold all things by that word. And particularly with the Son, who purged himself for our sake and has since taken position by God Almighty. And there he rules the church and he mediates on behalf of his people. This is all part of the providence of God. Jeremiah 5:24 says, let us now fear the Lord our God, who gives rain both the former and the latter in its season. He reserves for us the appointed weeks of the harvest. So again, it is not man who determines when the rain comes. It is not man who determines when the crops reach their maturity. This is all done by the hand of our Almighty God. Acts 14:17 tells us, nevertheless, he did not leave himself without witness in that he did good, gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness. Proverbs 22:2, the rich and the poor have this in common. The Lord is a maker of them all. Psalm 103, verse 19. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. And then finally, Romans 5, 3-5a. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who was given to us. So we conclude that even if we should experience tribulations, sufferings, infirmities, afflictions, sorrow, grief, mourning, this too comes by the providence of God. And so on this day, whether we dance or mourn, celebrate or grieve, laugh or cry, God our Father is in control of all things, and He is the very God who provides for all our needs.